Follow Cape Talk on Twitter.
At Cape Talk.
At about 9:45 each week, we on the Saturday morning, we chat about our music feature. And of course, today, our music feature is absolutely no stranger to anybody in South Africa or anybody from outside the shores of South Africa. We've had a chat to a number of music legends on this particular show. And today we're featuring another legend. He is, of course, Ralph Smit of the Indlovu Choir. He's the conductor and co-founder of the Indlovu Youth Choir. Ralph, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Good morning to the listeners.
You've got your new album entitled Grateful, and you know, the homegrown talent wowed international, sort of wowed international audiences when they participated in America's Got Talent, and I think that's where all of us started hanging on to the Indlovu Youth Choir, and you know, under your conductorship. How did the choir actually come into being, and what has been the journey for the choir so far?
Yeah, it's been an incredible journey over the last 13, 14 years. We started as an after-school program for orphans and vulnerable children who were part of the childcare program of the Indlovu Care Group, which is the umbrella organization of the choir. And we carried on like that for about 7, 8 years until we started seeing a problem with the guys, you know, when they were finishing school, just, you know, the limited job opportunities in rural areas. And I think it's not just an issue with rural areas, it's throughout our country, sadly, you know, youth unemployment and opportunity for young adults and young people are very, very limited, and very few have the funds to go to university or the grades to get in or the skills to enter the job market. So we started doing performances to create a youth employment program. Through that we were spotted started releasing videos and stuff to market the group, and one of our videos was spotted by America's Got Talent. We went on the show and it just blew up beyond our wildest imagination. So it's just been the most uplifting and inspiring journey, but hopefully a journey that represents the potential of young people, particularly in rural areas across this country.
Mm. And America's Got Talent must have been probably the highlight of a number of these children, a number of their lives, when you were on that stage, and you know, that particular journey, and as to exactly how far you went. Are there any other memorable moments of this particular choir?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you ask me, what is one of my favorite performances was in Cape Town at when we turned on the city lights. And there are 120,000 people outside the city hall. So we've had amazing performances, and also another one in Cape Town where we performed at the Federer-Nadal tennis match to a full Cape Town stadium. So we've had numerous highlights, and you know, that's the important thing with the choir. You know, America's Got Talent was a fantastic highlight. It was a beautiful opportunity that we will forever be grateful for. But I suppose that the challenge for us, particularly as management, is to ensure that this choir has a long-term sustainable success, and that our choristers have opportunities beyond their time in the choir. And for that, we need to keep creating new memories and creating new content. And that's exactly what we've done with this beautiful new album we're so proud to have released.
Mm. This is an important part. I mean, my little one is in a choir at school, for instance, and I know that she came back and said, "Dad, we can actually choose our favorite song, and we're going to be singing, you know, the rest of the guys are going to join us, and we'll each be singing our favorite song." And I was looking at character building in terms of the choir, you know, and character building, self-confidence, and all the other major personality traits and things that come with this, because you don't only use it in the choir, you will use it one day in the workplace, you'll use it in your personal life also. Is that an important factor, that nurturing factor of, you know, character building within the choir?
Absolutely. I mean, firstly, I must say it's so cool that your daughter's choir conductor allows them to choose the music, because I think that's so important that the kids are invested in the music that they sing. But getting to your question, I do think that, you know, very few kids, I mean, a very small percentage of children in any music program go on to become professional musicians or enjoy a career in the arts. But it's the skills of discipline, of confidence, creativity, open thinking, innovation that they gain through doing something in the arts, which those skills that they can hopefully apply in whatever direction they wish to pursue or passion they wish to pursue later on in life. So I'm biased because I run music programs, but I think music is the best, or the arts are the best way for young people to really find themselves, get their confidence and open up their and explore their creativity. And I mean, it's not just music, any form of the arts is so important, and it's really important that schools continue supporting their arts programs.
And your new album, which is entitled Grateful, is out at the moment, and it's in circulation, and it stays true to your musical style of your breathtaking harmonies and a mix of sort of proudly South African genre. And I mean, when you talk to a number of people and you talk about Amapiano and South African hip hop and that kind of music genre, it's very difficult to describe it to people. So chat to us about this new album entitled Grateful.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm glad you mentioned Amapiano. We've got a track where we collabed with Tyler ICU's, one of the country's big Amapiano producers. And to me, that's important. That when you're working with a choir, is a lot of people that think of the word choir and they think, choir's got to be, it's got to be fun, it's got to be hip, it's got to be modern, it's got to encapsulate the music that young people are listening to. So that's what we've tried to do with this album. We had the collab with Tyler. We've also worked with Sunel Musician on a single, Africa Hey, and then a rapper, 25K, features on the title track Grateful. And we're very proud of Grateful because it was written by one of our choristers. And that's the next phase of our journey, moving on from just performing, but also unlocking the creativity of our singers. And I'm always asking them, saying, guys, if you write songs, please bring them to us. Let's have a look. Let's see if we can use them. And I'm taking great pleasure in seeing the creative growth within the group. Mm. And I think anybody that enjoys a successful career in the arts will need to be able to create their own content, especially now in today's world where it's very much a content driven and you've got to, create so much and you've got such an incredible platform to do so through social media. So seeing the guys create their own stuff, I think five of the songs on this album were written or co-written by choristers. There's another lovely song called Forever, where we collaborated with the National Youth Choirs of Great Britain in the UK. And we wanted to do a piece together. And then we sat in a meeting and I said to the guys, I said, let's take it one step further. Let's take two of our kids. You take two of your kids. We pop them on Zoom and see what they come up with. And they wrote a song together. So it's that creative progression that's really important to me. I think our first album, we had one original song. Second album, we had three. And now we've got five. So, over the past 2.5 years, we've written released eight original songs, and that to me shows wonderful growth within the creativity of the group.
Always a wonderful opportunity to chat to you. Ralph Schmidt, who is the conductor and co-founder at the Inglovo Youth Choir, chatting to us about their very new album that's out at the moment entitled Grateful.